This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, my God. Ketchup does not. I mean, potatoes wants absolutely no part of traditional potatoes. I know it's a default for some people to go to French fries, but there's so many better options. Here she is, the chief spokesperson for Ketchup Across Planet Earth. Our friend Rena Sargentopoulos is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Please tell me that when you and the family gets together and it's like a traditional baked potato, do you like a traditional baked potato, first of all?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's a potato. Sure. You can really do nothing wrong with a potato in my eyes.
Okay. Sour cream?
Sure.
Salt and pepper?
Absolutely.
Cheese?
Butter. Why are you missing butter?
Butter's fine. You know, I think if you have the cream on there, I think you're okay. Please, for the sanctity of decency across the planet, tell me you don't put like a dollop of ketchup on the top of your baked potato.
I am not a monster, okay? Just because I like ketchup does not make me a serial killer. No, I don't put ketchup on my baked potato.
Dave, if we work this out and make this a weekly feature, which we want to do, that's the soundbite that we play before the arena appearance.
I've already got it flagged.
I'm not a monster. We're not going to talk politics here, but when you heard that the president threw a plate with ketchup smeared all on the wall, were you more worried about the White House or were you more worried about the unused ketchup which just went to waste?
Well, I'm not going to play this off here. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I have been knee deep in a wolf story today, so I have no concept of what you're talking about.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, sometimes that's good. Sometimes that could. Did you say a wolf story?
I did indeed, yes. I've been logging 4 hours of video about wolves, so.
Dave, how would you feel after logging 4 hours on wolves?
Be ready to move on.
I'd be, honestly.
I'm ready to move on. I promise you I'm ready to move on.
I mean, 15 minutes in, haven't you seen enough?
I have. I just have. It's all going to be fine, though. It's a really interesting story. It's really interesting, and it's—I don't know when it's airing, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it or not. But
okay, let's just let Dave and I want the two of us to be the judge of this. She sounds tortured. This could be a cry for help. She had to watch 4 hours of wolves. Doesn't know when it's going to air and thinks it's really interesting. I don't think it is. I mean, I hate to say this. I'm trying to start this on-air relationship. Make together for like 10 years, but I think I'm going to speak for Dave. I don't think we think this is that interesting.
You know what? I'm going to one-up you and make it even worse. I've been watching 4 hours of video, and I haven't seen one wolf in the video.
Jeez.
Oh, but it's going to be good.
Dave, is this causing you to set the DVR to Care 11 24 hours a day just in case this story pops up?
Well, can't you just get some B-roll from Crunch at Target Center and call it good enough?
That'd be good.
God, Crunch is so underrated. He's an excellent mascot.
Which mascot in town is overrated? Which one do you think, come on, do better?
Oh, that is a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. Do we have any mascots that aren't great?
Go ahead, Dave. This is an area for you where you're kind of a cutting-edge mascotologist.
Crunch is solid. You got to go to the college ranks to get into your number one. Goldie's a solid number one.
Okay. Are we saying this just because he spins his head around? Is he falling back to that trick too much?
What else is he going to do?
Goldie's
an athlete. Goldie looks good in any athlete, you know, any athletic uniform. He can skate. He can run the football field. He can hoop a little bit. Goldie's solid.
So his versatility.
Can, like, dunk, man.
Yeah. I think Nordy for the Wild. I don't really know what Nordy is. You know,
no one knows what Nordy is either. He's got good flow. That's about it.
He does have. Well, am I pro? I mean, what percentage of mascots are men compared to women?
Oh, I would gather that most are men. Wouldn't you think
90%,
just from the weight of the costume and. Yeah, I would think most are men.
Dave, can you put this on at Shad Hartman Show? Rena Sarginopoulos says women stay home and cook and clean. Don't go out in the workforce.
Yeah. Are you asking Jen?
Women are smart enough not to put on a stinky 400-pound costume and run around in the heat.
Wow. Now she's attacking the mascot community.
Absolutely. I'm all in. I'm going all in on this one.
Exactly.
Thoughts on TC Bear. Go.
Also excellent. TC Bear is also excellent. And he can hit a baseball. Like, that takes some extra talent. In a bear suit to hit a home run.
But here's my question about TC Bear.
When have you ever heard the saying, that bear went yard? I mean, like, you can't hear that anywhere but here in Minnesota.
No,
right?
You can't. You know what? Corey Provis, friend of the show, maybe he can work that in tonight. What does a bear have to do with the Twins, though?
And what does Nordy have to do with the Wild? I don't know that there's any real reason. Is there bears are cuddly, they're cute. They were probably like, what's the animal? Let's do a bear.
So
what a wolf.
We'll tell a quick story that I forget his name now. He's a news guy, he used to be on the show before. Is it Alan, I think? I think it's Alan. He was at the fair. We were at the fair one year, and the Cambria Dragon was out there, Rena. And it was one of those days where it's just 105 and it's just as hot as can be. And the Dragon goes behind the scenes at CCO Radio, you know, right near Care 11, by the way. You know, you guys have that little posh trailer back there and none of the rest of us can go into, by the way. We've got this back area, and Adam and the Dragon are back there. And Adam is like, man, God, it's hot out, isn't it? And the Dragon is just sitting there like pantomiming, right? Still in character. There's nobody around. Take the costume off, cool off. The mascot would not leave character. Now, what do you think of that?
When the mascot was pantomiming, was it a middle finger towards Adam? Like,
yes,
don't talk Adam's about how hot it is. I'm wearing a dragon suit.
Yeah. I would have taken that thing off instantly. And if it would have traumatized kids.
You do not go against the mascot code of conduct.
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed, who's the pig from Mud
Saints?
Donna? Yes, Mud Donna. I did an entire TV interview with the pig who never spoke the entire time.
Oh, I'm starting, like, You're not familiar with the January 6th hearings, but you're watching wolves and interviewing pigs. I mean, what is going on?
It sounds way more fun to me than whatever it is that y'all are doing.
be
honest, if you could get away from reality for a little while and interview a pig mascot, like, doesn't that sound way better?
No. Dave, do you want to interview a pig? I'd like to eat the pig.
Interviewing the pig sounds better than watching wolf video without seeing actual wolves.
Wolf video.
Yes. Just waiting for a wolf to show up.
Yes. All right, let's pause. A quick one, Dave. Take one out. We'll get out a little early. Come back with Rena. Rena Sargentopoulos, Care 11, with us here on WCCO. What is that? What is this?
Hey, you wanted a theme, my man. You got a theme. This is I Love Sausage Rolls by what appears to be a husband and wife that call themselves Lad Baby. And, they love it with ketchup or gravy.
Rena's back with us from Care 11. Speaking of Mr. Carter, I was on his show today, and we kind of bounced around. And at one point, he admitted to me he has 5 refrigerators at his house. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5. I have 1. Am I the rarity? Am I missing something? Am I ostracized from the refrigerator community at your mansion at an undisclosed location?
Right.
How many refrigerators do you have?
Okay, so here's the deal. I do only have 1 refrigerator. And this makes me incredibly sad. I have asked for the last whatever gift-giving holidays there are, I have asked for a second refrigerator, and my husband refuses to do so. I got a terribly ugly sweater for Christmas, and all I wanted was another refrigerator. I am jealous of the 5 refrigerators. Where does one put 5 refrigerators, though?
Well, hold on. He just texted me. Recount. Stop the steal. Now he's saying 4. I mean, he has so many, Rena. He's getting confused how many refrigerators he has.
Yeah. Can't even keep track anymore. So it's like 1 in the garage and 1's in the basement.
Yes.
One's where the normal refrigerator goes. So where's refrigerator number 4?
I don't know. On his back? I mean, I just text me. How many refrigerators do you have at your place? What do you think the average is? I got to believe the average is just 1, correct?
I think there's probably people who have another freezer.
Yes,
and depending on the size of your home, You have another. You have like a freezer in the garage.
Yes.
Okay.
Or store bodies.
I would even take that. The regular freezer that comes with a normal refrigerator is absolutely useless. It can neither store pizzas nor ice cream nor basically it's for ice. That's the only thing our freezer is good for. And my husband is a pizza freak. So we have frozen pizzas
cheapskate
at all times.
Yeah.
No,
tell
he eats regular pizza, another frozen pizza, all the pizza.
We got to go. I enjoyed it. Good luck watching more Invisible Wolves videos. Thank you. Rena.
You'll see it.
Soon. Linda's construction time check is 12:56. Time to protect your home against leaf guard gutters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.